This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hashem should give him Hatzlacha and Gesund. Okay, we are holding in Kalim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishneh Hay and Mishneh Vav, sponsored by the Fisher family, Lil Nishmas Basi Bas Rabbitshom, Ben Avram Alevi, Perel Bas Ruvain, Lil Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalem, Feli Yom Eshmechai, So Yaakov Ben Basi Lev, for the Schutz of Ram Ram, Nishman Yamak Yehudis, by Yol Klugman and family, Lefu Shalem, for Hinda Bas Chai, So Yitzhak Ben Tzim Ben Dush, Rivka Bas Shirolei, Chana Bas Shashamina, Meshmeh Ben Esther Fradl, and Meah Ben Chai Yisara. Now, if you remember, we learned that a keli that's known by itself, like a knife, a fork, a bowl, is mekabel tumah. If something is part of something else, like a branch of a menorah, so when it's separate, it's not mekabel tumah. Now, on the head of a horse, there's a headgear. It's called the bridle. One of the pieces, which is, you know, this is usually the name of a scorpion. But akrav, now it's good to know, is shears another definition. If Chalav Ram will check it up on AI, you'll see that the akrav, which is known as a scorpion, is also the bit, the piece that goes in the animal's mouth from the bridle. Now the akrav, although it's a piece of the headgear, it has its own name, akrav, and therefore, it is mekabel tumah even when it's not attached to the headgear. So, akav shel prumbia, the bit of the bridle, tmeya. Ulechayayim, but then there was a decorative strip that went along the cheek, part of the headgear. That doesn't have, it's really known only as part of the headgear, so that's tahirah. Rabbi Eliezer Matami Balachayim. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He holds that the Chayim also has its own distinctive name. It's also Bekabel Tumah. The Chachamim Aimim Ain Tomei El Akrav, only the bit. Now, it seems to be the same thing as the Tanakama, so the Rav says the difference between them is other parts of the headgear. Ubishas Kiburim, but when all of these things are attached to the headgear, then I call Tommy. Of course, it's mekabel tumah, like if the branch is attached to the menorah. It's amazing that some of these mishnas, you know, a lot of these mishnayos get into shas in one place or another. But some of these mishnayos doesn't get into shas. You know, it's interesting. Today we throw around the word goin very easily. Oh, harav a goin. So it's interesting that there's a Me'iri. The Me'iri says that a goin is somebody that knows the 60 mesechtas. And that's why it's called the goin, because goin is begematria 60. Isn't that an interesting thing? Goin is begematria 60. They once said to the Ragachava, this man calls himself a goyin. He doesn't even know Rashi. So the Ragachava quipped, yeah, Rashi also didn't know the goyinim. I mean, say it the other way around. The goyinim also didn't know Rashi. Yeah, because the goyinim were before Rashi. So this famous maisa from the Ragachava. Just to tell you the finish of the Me'iri says, a rav is somebody that knows four siddurim, and a chacham is somebody that knows three siddurim, mayid, nashim, and nezikim. That's a meiri. I'll tell you a humorous story. Beresh made it back from a wedding. Beresh, your attendance is always appreciated. I'll tell you a humorous story. You know, Rav Mintz, as Gedalia knows very well, it's a story you never heard, Gedalia. Rav Mintz, Gedalia knows very well, he has Ura that takes children and takes them out of yeshiva and puts them in takes them out of public, so puts them in yeshiva. And one of the beauties of Ura is they stay with the family throughout. As they're watching these children, they send Shabbos to the families. A lot of times the families are yet not Shemesh Shabbos. And they help them get into camp and all kinds of different things. So in this case, it was a tremendous simcha. One Ura boy married an Ura girl. That you can understand that that's a fantastic simcha. You know, it's like children, you know, like the Lubavitcher Rebbe considered his shluchim, his children. So Rav Mintz, although he has very, very great family on his own, he considered the Ura children as children. So Rav Mintz did the wedding. And he did everything. He was like a one-man show. So he even called out the kibudim. This maybe 30 years ago, I was a young Rav, and he was calling me up for a kibbutz. So he said to me, Rav Moshe Meir, is it all right if I don't call you up Harav Agoin? He's very straight, you know, he's a young man. So I said, look, the Rebbe marked my Bekiyas Mechatas. The Rebbe knows I'm not a Goin. I remember he called me up Harav Moshe Meir Weiss. But anyway, now, the next Mishnah says, Piko shel matechas, or matchas, a spindle of metal. Now remember, the pika is not the spindle, you see. The pika, on the bottom of the spindle, there's a ball. Now, there's a fancy word for it, it's called the whirl. By the way, that's the H is silent. It's W-H-O-R-L. But it's pronounced whirl. So the whirl of the spindle, again, is Rabbi Kiva Matame. Rabbi Kiva says even if it's on its own, it's Matame. The Chacham hold, no, that's not known as the whirl. It's the whirl of the spindle. So if it's on its own, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Umetzupa, if it's made out of wood and just plated, then of course it's tahir, because we don't go after the plating. Hakush, the spindle. Now, remember that if it's metalware, even if it doesn't have an interior, it's mekabel tumah, right? So, hakush, the spindle. Va'ema, that's a metal piece that they wrap yarn around. It doesn't have to. It's metal. Uh-huh. Metal, even if it doesn't have interior, is mekabel tumah. That's the whole point. Vamakel, a metal thing that they hit the animal with, sort of like a goad. Visimponia. Now, this is a type of instrument wider than a flute. I remember my brother used to play such an instrument that had on it like an accordion buttons. It was flat. Does anybody know what that's called? It is such an instrument. Huh? A melodica? Yeah, maybe a melodica. The chalal, and a flute, shalmatris of metal, temein. However, if it's wood, umetzupa, and just plated, then it's tar, because this doesn't have an interior. Now, even though the flute technically has an interior, but you don't keep anything in it. Symponia. Now, the symponia, this is like the melodica. Im yesh ba beis kibul knafayim. If there is inside of it a compartment where they keep the valves, where they keep the buttons, they're detachable, they're kept in the compartment, then bein kach or bein kach tamei, whether it's metal, whether it's plated, or even if it's wood, but it wouldn't be just wood, but it's a kabel tumah, because it has an interior that's used, So then it has, it's not shute kleyet, and it's going to be mekabel tuma. Wow, a lot of details in this masechta, it really is. Chanani min akasha amaratza kadosh baruch hu lezakei sis Yisrael, lefika chibel em teru mitzvahs, shenem adi noi chafei tzuman tzitka, yagil teru v'yadeh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.